All right, your line was matched up against Connor McDavid most of that. What kind of a matchup is that like, and how dangerous of a player can he really be?
I mean, they have tremendous speed on that line, and he can create something out of nothing, and he's pretty impressive a player.
What did it take to shut him down?
I think we tried to play the right way. We tried to make sure we didn't turn the puck over, try to stay above his speed, limit his time and space. But at the end of the day, he's a great player. He can make those plays. So we played tight on him, and I think that was the key.
Score ends up 5-2, but Andrei Vasilevskiy made a number of really, really good saves. Just how kind of key is he in a game like this? It might get overlooked.
I mean, he was unbelievable again tonight on the penalty kill, especially. I mean, he made great save throughout the game, and he kept us in the game. Again, he's very, very, probably our best player since the beginning of the year. He's been nights in, nights out, very good. So it's fun to have him back there.
This was the first game in six games that you guys scored first. How big is that opening goal mean for your team to get that momentum?
I think it was huge. I mean, we wanted to get out to a good start because the past few games we kind of had a slow start. It was really good to finally get that first goal, and from that moment on, I think we kept grinding and kept playing good. And I think the only time we kind of got in trouble was when we turned the puck over in the neutral zone and the O zone. So I mean, that first goal gave us wings.
When everyone's clicking like tonight, did you start to have a sense that you guys can keep up with that, it's going to be very hard to lose?
I don't really see it that way. I mean, we have a lot of talented players on this line, on this lineup, and it's really fun to play with anybody. And I mean, when Cooch and Stammer can find each other like that, it's pretty fun to watch. And I mean, all four lines are very good since the beginning of the year, and I think everybody's contributing.
When Cooch and Stammer are clicking like that, what does that do for the psyche of you guys on the squad?
I mean, they get most of the attention when they do that, and it creates room for everybody else out there, and I think that's huge for our team.
Gordo, how important was it for you guys to respond there when they closed the gap to just one goal?
Every game is tight in this league, and you gotta try it, like, when you have a chance, try to bury and try to score, and we're always going to be around the net trying to make plays and do that. But that goal was pretty big. But again, I think Stammer's goal and Cooch were good goals too, big goal for us.
Now, we talk a lot about your defensive matchups and obviously going against McDavid lines tonight, but when you can contribute offensively, a couple more goals like you did tonight, what's that mean when your first assignment is defense, but you can make sure you're adding offensively?
I mean, we're hockey players. We want to score a goal too, and when we go out there, we have a responsibility to play good defensively. But at the end of the day, if you get chances to score a goal and then create offense, you're gonna do that. And I mean, with my line, we have like Pointer and Johnny have like a lot of speed, lots of talent, and it's really fun to play with these guys. I know when we have opportunity, these guys can score, and so it's fun playing with them. And I mean, it's part of our job, trying to shut them down, but also trying to score goals.
Good. Thanks, Gordo.
Thanks, Gordo. Good game.